Welcome to Bible Insights, the podcast where ancient wisdom meets modern life. The Old Testament of the King James Version of the Bible. The first book of Moses, called Genesis. This passage from Genesis 17 details a significant moment in the life of Abram, who is renamed Abraham by God as part of establishing a new covenant. This covenant is not only a personal promise to Abraham, but also sets the foundation for the future of a nation and a lineage that would impact the world profoundly. God appears to Abraham, who is 99 years old at the time, to establish this covenant, promising him an abundance of descendants, to make him exceedingly fruitful, and to give him and his descendants the land of Canaan as an everlasting possession. A crucial aspect of this covenant is the introduction of circumcision as a physical sign of the agreement between God and Abraham's descendants. Every male is to be circumcised as a symbol of their part in this covenant, marking a significant religious and cultural practice that would define the identity of Abraham's lineage. Moreover, God changes Abram's name to Abraham, signifying his new role as the father of many nations. Sarai's name is also changed to Sarah, and despite their advanced age, God promises they will have a son, Isaac, through whom the covenant will continue. This promise extends to Ishmael, Abraham's son through Hagar, with God blessing him to become a great nation as well, though the covenant will be established through Isaac. Abraham's immediate compliance with the covenant through the act of circumcising all the males in his household, including himself and his son Ishmael, underscores his faith and obedience to God's commands. Moving from summary to application, let's consider a current analogy. In a contemporary context, this story can be likened to entering a significant, life-changing agreement or commitment that shapes the identity and future of a person or a group. For example, consider the founder of a startup who commits to a vision that requires dedication, sacrifice, and adherence to a set of core values or principles. Just as the covenant required physical signs and acts of faith, so too might this commitment involve tangible actions that signify the dedication to the vision, perhaps in the form of long hours, personal investment, and the development of a unique culture or brand identity that sets the group apart. The renaming of Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah can be compared to the way individuals or entities might adopt a new identity that better reflects their mission or the new path they are on. This change signifies a transformation, a rebirth into a new phase of life with a distinct purpose and direction. Moreover, the promise of future prosperity and impact, akin to the blessings bestowed upon Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, parallels the hopeful vision of growth, influence, and legacy that motivates many endeavors. The story encapsulates themes of faith, promise, and the undertaking of responsibilities that are not only personal but extend to future generations, embodying the hope and aspiration that are part of the human experience across time and cultures. After peeling back the layers of this meaningful analogy, it's time to dive into the scripture itself and discover the intricate details of its message. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old, when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. Closing our chapter today, but the story continues. Until next time, this is Bible Insights, where ancient wisdom meets modern life.